Back in 2016, right before President Obama left office, the EEOC proposed that employers would have to, for the first time, present or provide pay data, so salary information. There's about 7 different pay bands or ranges of pay, and you would have to say how many employees make fall into each range of pay. So we would have to provide this to the government. Now, what are they going to do with it? What they're going to do with it is to try to use it as an enforcement tool in order to bring cases or bring challenges to pay discrimination. So that's why they wanted this information. In 2017, the Office of Management of Budget, under the Trump administration, said, no thanks. We don't want to go there. We don't want all this data. And so a lawsuit ensued by the National Women's Labor Center and the Labor Council for Latin American Advancement. And just recently, earlier this month, a federal judge in Washington, D.C. said that, no, you can't change your mind, EEOC or OMB, and you have to provide this, or you have to require employers to provide this pay data information. So it is a new era of transparency around pay, which is kind of a theme that you'll see kind of throughout this presentation. The interesting thing is that we are kind of in a holding pattern, because although the court said that, yes, you have to provide this pay data, they really didn't give a deadline. And so the EEOC's reports came out about a week ago, and they still are using the old form on the website. So then the court said you have until April 3rd to tell employers if you're going to have to require, if you're going to require them to have this data for this year. Again, the reports are due on May 31st, and so people were kind of on edge waiting to see what's going to happen and if we're going to have them this year. This case will probably be appealed, which would probably lead to a stay and employers having to comply with this rule. And so we're also kind of waiting on that. In the meantime, again, some employers are trying to, I guess, get ahead of the ball here, and because this is largely an enforcement effort and to be able to see where pay discrimination exists, they're doing their own internal pay audits, recommended that those be done under privilege, and so that you can really analyze the information in a thoughtful way before the EEOC gets a hold to that information and see if you need to make some corrections. We know that on average, women make 80% of what, or 80 cents on the dollar of what their male counterparts make. So we know that that there's still a pay gap, and that some employers are trying to figure out what to do with that. And so one thing that you may consider, your HR may consider, is an internal pay audit to see where those gaps lie within your organization and if any corrections need to be made. The next big thing in pay is that the Department of Labor put out regulations just this month as well. It's been a busy month. To raise the salary threshold for what makes most employees exempt. So right now, if you make about $26,000 a year, and you meet the certain duties test, you have a certain amount of independence in your job, then you're able to be classified as exempt, not have to worry about overpaying an employee overtime. So that's huge. That $26,000 or $23,000 sounds small, because it is. It has not been updated in almost 2 decades. And so again, in the this is another thing, in the Obama administration, before he left office, they tried to raise that to over $46,000 a year, and that was ultimately blocked. Now the Department of Labor has issued a proposal that would raise that salary threshold level to a little over $35,000 a year, beginning in January 2020. And so the actual rules on this were published in the Federal Registry about a week ago on March 22nd, and employers have 60 days to make comment about how this may impact their organizations and the industry.